If you hire a professional maintenance manager for your general aviation aircraft, what will your mechanics say? I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Mike Bush. We're going to continue our conversation from yesterday. Mike, for the past 4 years, has had a very highly acclaimed series of seminars for general aviation aircraft owners called the Savvy Aviator Seminars. It teaches you how to manage maintenance on your own aircraft. Mike has recently decided to leverage that effort into a new venture called Savvy Aircraft Maintenance Management, or SAMM, S-A-M-M. And he's offering professional management of maintenance for small general aviation aircraft, something that's become a staple with the big guys, but has never been available before in the small general aviation world. Mike, thank you so much for letting us carry you over to a second day here.
Sure.
You have noted in your briefing on the website that the general aviation fleet is in the worst mechanical condition ever, and you list several factors as reasons for that. Among the factors is the shrinking size of the GA fleet, and in some cases its increasing diversity mechanically, has left us with no more specialists. Everybody has to work on multiple product lines and is not getting the kind of training they used to concentrated in their specific aircraft line. If they worked for a Cessna dealer, they got, you know, very in-depth, not only training, but on-the-job experience in working with Cessna products. Now that same guy, if he's in the world, in the workforce today, might have to be working on 10 or 15 different makes of airplane. How will SAMM deal with this better than an individual aircraft owner?
It's not really the shrinking size of the fleet. As I understand it, although we've shrunk for some years, I think we're actually starting to grow again. But it's the shrinking of the maintenance infrastructure for these aircraft, which has is a mere shadow of its former self. I bought my first aircraft in 1968, so I've been doing this for a long, long time. And in 1968, when I first became an aircraft owner, there was a very, very robust maintenance infrastructure for piston GA aircraft. Virtually any airport of any significant size had a Cessna service center on it, and right next door was a Beech service center, and right next door was a Piper service center, and right next door was a Mooney service center. And these were shops that were very specialized, that worked only on that particular make of aircraft, typically a relatively small number of models. They had a staff of A&P mechanics that typically were factory trained, and that were real specialists in the particular type of aircraft involved. They typically had a parts room that I didn't appreciate at the time, but now, years later, when I deal with this sort of thing, I realize that the parts rooms that they had were to die for, and literally any part you needed was typically in stock. That situation simply doesn't exist anymore for piston GA aircraft. It does exist if you're flying a Gulfstream or a Citation or a Falcon 50. If you're flying one of those airplanes, you fly it to a factory service center for its heavy maintenance, where it's worked on by a staff of mechanics who have been factory trained by Gulfstream or Citation or Cessna or Falcon, and who know the airplanes intimately, and who do nothing but work on these aircraft. But if you're flying a Bonanza or a Cessna 210 or a Piper Saratoga or a Cirrus SR-22, you don't have that sort of resource available the way you did in the 60s and 70s. Most of the shops nowadays that work on piston aircraft, and there's a decreasing number of shops, every year there are fewer, work on all sorts of aircraft. In fact, if you have a Cirrus SR-22 and you take it to your local Cirrus service center, that when you go up to the hangar, there'll be a sign that says Cirrus Service Center, and right next to it will be a sign that says Diamond Service Center, and right next to it will be a sign that says Cessna Service Center, because this facility works on all those different kinds of aircraft. And if you want to become a Cirrus service center, do you suppose that you have to send any mechanics up to Duluth to train at the factory? No, you don't. I believe that you have to put somebody through a brief webinar. It's not the way it was. The system simply is not as robust and not as specialized as it was. And as a result, we're seeing more and more bad maintenance. Some of the maintenance that we see is very, very scary. And one of the things that I teach in my seminars is that although an aircraft owner has many, many responsibilities, probably his most important single responsibility with respect to maintenance is selecting the right shop or technician for the job. And that's a job that aircraft owners tend not to do very well. And that's actually, for an aircraft that's put under SAM's maintenance, that's our first job, is to make sure that the work is going to be done by the best possible shop to do that work.
Well, now, this is something that you are obviously in a better position to research than most individual aircraft owners, but it sounds as though, as if you're going to resolve this problem, you're talking about, in some cases, ferrying an aircraft from the airport at which it's based to some place where you can find competent service for that brand of aircraft.
In some cases, that will be true. I mean, typically, when a client comes on board, our very first question to the client is, where have you been having your maintenance done? And what is your level of satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the shop that you've been using? Mm-hmm. If the client is happy with the shop that he's been using, we will try to use that shop for the first annual under our management and see how it goes. If the client is not happy with the maintenance he's been getting, and a lot of our clients are not, that's why they decided to use us, then our first job is to research where really, really competent maintenance for that particular make and model can be had, within a reasonable distance of the home base of the aircraft. Also, I have become a very, very big believer in using specialists. Even if you have a very good shop and a very good mechanic, every aircraft has certain systems, we'll call intractable systems, that if you need maintenance on that system, you don't want to take it to your regular shop. It's frankly above their pay grade. You want to take it to a specialist. Examples of that are, for example, if you have autopilot work. Taking an autopilot to any place but an autopilot specialty shop is simply throwing money at a problem in the most inefficient possible way. And there are many other things in that same category. Setting up the fuel flows on a TCM fuel injection system is something that very, very few shops have either the training or the equipment to do properly. In the aircraft I fly, for example, which is a Cessna 310, that aircraft has a capacitive fuel gauging system. And when that system stops working, there is not one mechanic in 100 that knows how to troubleshoot and repair that system, because doing so involves getting involved in things like megohms and picofarads that are just not even on the typical mechanic's radar screen.
Yeah, or almost into the avionics category if you're talking about a capacitive fuel gauge.
You're correct, and even a lot of avionics shops are not comfortable with that system. So one of the things that an aircraft owner needs to know is what systems on his aircraft really need to go to a specialist when they have a problem. And again, that's part of the maintenance management job to know that, and for aircraft under our management, that's our responsibility to know where the right place to take the aircraft is to resolve a particular problem.
Mike, you mentioned the word specialist. That'll tie right into what I want to talk about after the break. My guest is Mike Bush of Savvy Aircraft Maintenance Management. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wasp GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and we're talking today with Mike Bush, who's just launched Savvy Aircraft Maintenance Management, or SAMM, S-A-M-M, offering professional maintenance management to owners of small general aviation aircraft. Mike, just before the break, you mentioned the word specialist. I'm going to mention the term HMO, because I want to talk briefly about the relationship between Savvy Aircraft Maintenance Management and the shops that actually do the service work on the aircraft.
Okay.
This looks as though you're inserting yourself into the same position in this industry as a health maintenance organization does in the medical industry. And so I have to ask you what your initial experience has been in terms of willingness and happiness of service providers to work with you as a manager, and how you're going to guide that so it doesn't go as off the rails as some doctors seem to have think the HMOs have gone.
Well, of course, the HMO analogy is not perfect, and the reason is that one thing that we have in medicine that we do not have in the maintenance area is a third party payer. We don't have insurance companies paying for our maintenance, and that's really, I think, a big part of the HMO problem. But to answer your question very directly, most of the shops that we have approached and indicated that we're going to be taking over the management of the maintenance of the aircraft from the aircraft owner have been absolutely thrilled about it once they understand what it is that we're doing. And we have a service center briefing that explains what we do specifically from the standpoint of the service center. We're very, very careful to explain to them that our role is to do what a very, very smart and savvy aircraft owner would do. Our job is not to do what they do. We don't perform maintenance. We manage maintenance. Most of the shops love to work with us for two reasons. One is it's a whole lot easier for them to interface with a maintenance peer, with another ANPIA who speaks their language and understands what's going on, than it is to work with an owner and have to explain why they have to do this very expensive thing. And actually, the owner interface is one of the most challenging things for any maintenance shop to handle, because there's the relationship between the mechanics and the owner are, I guess, what I'd like to call a situation of asymmetric knowledge, where the mechanic knows a lot about the subject. The owner, who theoretically is the boss and is supposed to be calling the shots, tends to know very little about it. So when they're dealing with us instead of with the owner, the communication is a lot easier because they're dealing with fellow maintenance professionals who understand the rules, understand the realities of maintenance, understand what things are supposed to cost, and they can communicate much more easily with us than they can with most aircraft owners.
All right, and to shoot one more hole in the HMO analogy voluntarily here, I will point out that HMOs are not managed by doctors. They're managed by bean counters. And so I think there's another place where that parallel does not apply.
Yeah, one of the things about about the way that SAM is organized is that all of our account managers, and when you put your aircraft under management with us, we assign you an account manager who has primary responsibility for managing your maintenance. All of our account managers are ANPIAs with more than 20 years experience. Many of them are designated airworthiness representatives. Two of them are National AMT of the Year award winners. I mean, these guys are just the top people in their field. And so they're when they call up a shop and and develop a relationship with them in terms of managing the work, they command the respect of these people, and we really don't have a big problem. Occasionally we'll run into a shop that feels threatened by this. And, if that's the case, that's fine. We don't want to work with any shop that doesn't want to work with us. But that has actually turned out to be a very, very infrequent situation. Most shops are absolutely delighted to work with us.
One of the things in your briefing for service centers that you point out is that this could relieve some liability for the service center. Are you sure you want to take that load on?
Well, we're dealing with this very, very carefully, and we've thought it through very carefully. Our Vice President of Operations, Rick Durden, is a longtime aviation attorney, and his job is to make sure that we don't get into any trouble. And one of the rules that we have is that when an owner puts his aircraft under management with us, we ask him to have us added as an additional insured to his aircraft insurance policy, his liability policy. We also, a part of our service agreement is a mutual hold harmless agreement with the owner so that the owner doesn't sue us and we don't sue him. And so we've thought through the liability aspects of it fairly carefully.
Well, Mike, this is exciting stuff. We wish you all success, and thanks for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Find out more about Mike Bush's Savvy Aircraft Maintenance Management, or SAM, by visiting the website at www.savvymx.com. That's SAVVYMX.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.